We don't sleep very much. These triggers ache for the touch. Where's the strength we relied on?
I know where the strength is. It's always here on Tuesday nights. Busted Pencils, Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Schlecker. We are here, educated educators talking education. Ah, man, coach fired for praying in the middle of the field. L.A. Tom quoting some Bible there, going like, yo, don't be praying in public. And here we are, Gene from Eau Claire. I'm sorry, I couldn't get that out. Gene, all right, you're calling because you want to join my pastafarian group, right?
Yeah. I was listening. You guys do a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
I heard L.A. Tom, and I thought, exactly the way I've been perceiving what's going on, and you know, in this show religion, or to me, it's kind of fake religion, and it's like led by men. It's following the man. It's not following the scriptures. It's not praying in private, and it's not leadership of your actions versus slamming people. And it's so amazing to me because, you know, I feel so bad for children and parents, and you know, that's why a lot of little kids don't want to go to Sunday school. You know, when you have people like that forcing religion instead of, you know, teaching them and asking, you know, their feelings and having them grow as children and doing acts of kindness and things. So this is amazing. And I'm so proud of you guys for all the work that you do, because, you know, there's a lot for education, and the people, you know, that are running, you know, that are running our country, unfortunately, in our state of Wisconsin too, are so anti-education. I really do believe that, and they're very harmful to education. But thank you so much for all the work you do, bringing out the word.
Wow. Thank you, Gene. We always appreciate your call. And, you know, the idea too here is, you know, we are here to educate every Tuesday night, Tim and Johnny Busted Pencils, fully led at Education Talk, 844-967-2789. We've got, you know, a little bit of time if you want to give us a call. Jump in here praying out there. But, you know, let's the educational impact here of the coach publicly doing this. Now, okay, now the Supreme Court has ruled, though, Johnny, and we're just going to touch this because this is a whole other show. Free, right? Freedom of religion. Okay, my free speech then is not going to be interrupted. All right, now, so here I am, you know, back to the opening of the show, whether it be me and the Flying Spaghetti Monster as a pastafarian, or somebody looking at the Prophet Muhammad as a Muslim. Look, if that dude's going to be allowed to pray at the 50-yard line, where is my equal time so that I can now practice my freedom of speech, my freedom of religion, because I want the public school to recognize my religion. Oh, what will happen in that case when Tim the pastafarian says, I want equal time? Johnny, what do you think?
No equal time for you, Tim. I'm sorry. All right. This doesn't work that way. And one of the great things we'll come into is that it is a whole nother show, but you know, as much as I want to say, I will be an advocate of valuing that you have a different opinion. You don't get equal time. You get to exist. Get to have space, get to do what you do. But we have this wonderful thing in our democracy, or ought to, in our communities, where we, you know, place emphasis on scientific consensus. That's not only scientists, that's sort of expert consensus from diverse cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So we might bring it up. We're not going to be like, hey, that pastafarian thing that Tim and his group believe in is not real. That's crazy. It's real. You believe in it. We're going to say, hey, it exists. But it's not going to get equal time in explaining our existence. And I think that's where you're going, is because we've had some debates in our schools around creationism, intelligent design, and evolution being given equal amounts of time, right? And this is absolutely a problem. It's like saying climate change is real, climate change is not real, equal times, let's learn. That's just not scientific consensus or healthy, right? So we don't give equivalency to the false narrative here. And that's, in that case, is you can have a differing viewpoint, but it doesn't mean it goes away or it's devalued or you're punished for it, but it doesn't get to take up a significant amount of space disproportionate to what we've agreed in consensus is important information for our community.
Absolutely, totally clarified on that and love it. I'm going to throw this in, though, too. Do we really, though, believe that now that this, you know, all-encompassing freedom has been granted, will I be allowed, if we're just talking about religion here very specifically, if I am a practicing Hindu playing for this guy's football team, will he step up and will he honor my religion with a prayer with my Hindu? And this is where we're talking about going, yeah, I don't think so. So this, you know, those of you who are talking about the fact that this is, you know, this is just simply enshrining and keeping the freedom of speech as our First Amendment protection, the Supreme Court stepped up. It's like, yo, freedom of whose speech? And this is what we're talking about in schools. Schools actually are, public schools are a function of the government. And guess what? They cannot elevate any religion. And in fact, that's the way we want it. We do not want any religion being elevated in this time and day. Busted Pencils, fully leaded. Johnny Lupinacci, great show. Gene, L.A. Tom, thanks for the calls. More Busted Pencils next week. Join us.
Good one.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!